Episode 201, The New Year Begins. Oh my gosh, the perfect start to the weekend, loves. He surprised me and sent flowers, chocolates, and a card with our picture on the front and I love you, let's enjoy the weekend inside. I broke down crying upon seeing the card because it was just so thoughtful. He took a page from my book with the whole picture thing and it was so sweet. We were on the phone as I opened everything. He called to see if the delivery had arrived downstairs, so he heard my joy and my tears in that moment. He was happy that I loved it, and then we got off the phone so he could get ready. I collected myself, took a picture and video of everything, sent it to my family and friends, and posted it. I wanted to go that extra mile so he could see and know how much I love and appreciate him, and wanted the world to know. I later told him that I posted it, and he said it was cute. I continued getting ready and ended up revamping the Bombshell Mansion by throwing away a couch and making that area a workout section. I loved it and the intention to work out more in the new year. I went back to cleaning and then after about an hour, we spoke on his ride and he arrived soon thereafter. I had on a lace lingerie bodysuit, heels, and his 49ers robe on top. He kissed me and said I looked good. I told him he did too. Then we went upstairs and frolicked for a bit before quickly getting into the hottest sex session ever. We did it all, and after that we were left in total bliss. We lay there for a bit before getting ready to hit the gym for an additional workout. It was great having him there, and I was so happy. We worked out for 20 minutes in the gym and then left to go to the grocery store. We bought bacon, sausage, banana bread, and blueberry muffins for breakfast, and barbecue chips, M&M's, cookies, and Sour Patch Kids for snacks. We were set and headed to Bath & Body Works next, but realized that it closed early for New Year's Eve. We didn't let it disappoint us and continued to Mickey D's to get our dinner. I got the fish fillet and him the Big Mac. We ate the fries in the car and started drinking our hot chocolate. Tasted so good, but we stopped ourselves from drinking it all and had the rest when we got back home. Then, after changing up, we put on our first movie for the weekend. Oh, what fun! A Christmas movie with a meaningful theme about not taking your mother for granted. It was cool overall, but we both felt it lacked something. Nevertheless, I rated it a 3 and him a 2.5 out of 5. He was pretty sleepy, so once it was over, I let him take a 20-minute nap to recover. While he slept, I wrote, and then it was time for our first set of gifts. We started with the stocking stuffers. He got me leg cables for working out, and I got him a car cleaner and grooming kit. We were both super happy, then went on to our next gifts. I got him a beige sweater and beige plaid shirt he wanted, and he got me these fire Jordans. They were red and white and so flashy that I'm not even sure when I'll wear them. We kissed each other and said thank you and then went on to watching our next Christmas movie, Grace and Family Christmas. This movie was really good, a festive story about love, family, and an interracial relationship. I actually don't want to say too much about it, besides we rated it a 4.5 out of 5, and you need to see it. I will say that there was crazy foreshadowing for what was about to happen to me, and that was the love of my life proposing. Oh my gosh, y'all, I'm a fiancé. Here's how it all happened. The new year hit, and after saying Happy New Year to our parents, he said we should do a Happy New Year video. I thought the idea was cute, and when he told me to set up the tripod, I didn't think anything of it. He went upstairs, and we changed into our matching pajamas. Then it was time to film the video. First, we did a picture, then a Happy New Year video. I thought we were done, but he said we had to do another video and had to look good in it. I said, cool. He took off my hat and I hit record. Then he took out a ring box. I immediately held my face in disbelief and said, no, you're playing. He said, yes, and then got down on one knee and asked me. Of course I said yes, and we kissed. I'm so excited and still in shock. I think I'm a whole fiancé, y'all. And the ring, oh, it's perfect. The exact one I chose in the store over the summer. We called his mom immediately because she was the only one that he had told. She was elated and talked about how much she loved the ring and how happy she was for me. Then Bestie called me and we started screaming. She knows how much I've been through in the past in relationships and how much I love him and I'm so happy to be with him. She loved the ring and he told her more about his thoughts regarding when to propose and I loved hearing it. He had put so much thought into it. The options were to do it on New Year's, Valentine's, my birthday, or on our vacation. I love that he chose New Year's because it's such a special time for me and I always want to bring in the new year in a special way. What better way than a proposal? I got off the phone with Bestie and then called his mum back for a bit longer. Then we called my parents. I told my mum to look at the video I sent her and then call me back. She called back screaming with Dad out of excitement. I'd never heard her so happy and she kept thanking my man for making me happy. Dad gave us some great words too and they told us of their proposal and marriage after 5 weeks. Such a story. We talked for a bit longer before saying goodbye. Then my girl Melissa called and congratulated us too. She was super happy for us and we talked for a while. Then we were off and back in bliss. He asked me if I had questions and I did, but I think I was still in shock so I couldn't think of many. I asked him about the day we went rickshaw shopping and whether he put a deposit down. He said he had actually paid for it that day because the crazy thing was the ring was the exact amount he saved for the last 2 years. He said it was a sign and he knew it was meant to be. He and I are so connected, and since the very first day we met, things always seem to happen in a mysterious but perfect way to bring us together. I wholeheartedly feel that he's my soulmate and my person, and now I'm literally engaged to the love of my life. There were other questions I asked, including when did he know it would be me, and he had said he's known for years. I mean, I have too, but I've always said I never want to rush anything, and he's mirrored that with me. If you know this is the person you're going to be with, there's no need to rush. I waited, didn't push, let things happen how they should, and 4 years later, I said yes. I'm going to end this episode here because it can't be topped. We went to bed, and after coming down from my high a bit, I leaned over and said goodnight to my fiancé. XOXO, Bombshell out.